sound design, and scoring. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 43. If you have ever listened to top-tier, world-class podcasts, shows like Serial, Radiolab, or This American Life, you might have noticed a feeling of being completely hypnotized by the story. You feel the tension in your chest. You feel the sadness. You feel the triumph. A lot of podcasters think this happens because Ira Glass or Sarah Koenig are just incredibly gifted speakers. And they are. But there is a secret weapon doing 50% of the emotional heavy lifting in the background. It is the sound design. It is the music. If you watch a horror movie on mute, it isn't scary. If you watch a romantic comedy on mute, you don't cry. Music tells the human brain exactly how to feel. Yet, most indie podcasters only use music for 10 seconds at the very beginning of their show and 10 seconds at the very end. The remaining 50 minutes is just naked, dry voices in an empty room. If you want to elevate your show from amateur to professional, you need to start scoring your episodes. There are two main tools in basic sound design: the bed and the sting. A sting is a tiny piece of audio, maybe 3 or 4 seconds long. It is a drum fill, or a synthesizer swoosh, or a guitar chord. You use a sting to transition between segments, just like we talked about yesterday. Or you use it right after your guest drops a massive, mind-blowing piece of advice to let that advice ring out and sink in. A bed is a longer piece of music that plays quietly underneath the conversation. You use a bed when you are telling a vulnerable story or explaining a highly complex topic. If you put a slow, ambient, pulsing synthesizer track underneath your voice at 10% volume, it instantly makes everything you are saying sound profound, serious, and important. But you have to follow the golden rule of sound design: never compete with the voice. The human voice occupies the mid-range frequencies of the audio spectrum. If you choose a music bed that has someone singing lyrics, or a loud acoustic guitar strumming, or a frantic piano melody, those instruments will collide with your voice. The listener will get a headache trying to separate the two sounds. When you pick a music bed, pick something ambient. Look for keywords like drone, pad, atmospheric, or minimalist. You want music that provides a vibe, not a melody. You also need to learn how to duck the audio. Ducking is an editing term. It means when the music plays by itself, the volume is at 100%. But the exact millisecond you start speaking, the music drops down to 10%. Then, when you pause for a breath, the music swells back up. This creates an incredible dynamic rhythm that pulls the listener along. Do not steal copyrighted music. You will get banned from Spotify. Go to a service like Epidemic Sound or Artlist, pay the $15 a month, and get access to tens of thousands of professional, legal tracks. Start small. Find one story in your next episode and put a quiet, moody track underneath it. You will be shocked by how much power it adds to your words. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about the frictionless guest promo and why your celebrity guests are refusing to share your episodes. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.